defended its crackdown on protesters demanding the release of opposition figure Alexei Navalny as his allies vowed to continue putting pressure on the Kremlin. Meanwhile, world leaders react to his sentencing that would, according to his attorney, send him to prison for nearly 3 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in a statement, said, quote, "We reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the rights to freedom of expression and of peaceful assembly." French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter, saying, quote, "The conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable," end quote. Foreign ministers from the G7 group of nations Wednesday condemned the coup in Myanmar. The foreign ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States said in a statement, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the detention of political leaders and civil society activists," end quote. Authorities in Myanmar have filed charges against detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi for violating import-export laws. Iran's top diplomat hailed as a victory a ruling Wednesday by the UN's top court that it is allowed to take on his country's bid to overturn U.S. sanctions. He tweeted the International Court of Justice, quote, "dismissed all U.S. preliminary objections in the case brought by Iran over unlawful U.S. sanctions." Germany's Justice Ministry said Wednesday it has put forward a proposal to replace the term race in the country's constitution after a dispute broke out over its links with Nazi ideology. This is VOA News. The World Economic Forum said Wednesday its annual meeting, which has already been postponed